The SAB Zenzele BEE scheme is set to wind down in April this year. According to a statement issued by them, they say the scheme has generated some 14 billion rands worth of value. Some 40,000 previously disadvantaged investors have benefited from the scheme since its inception in 2010. SAB Zenzele has dispersed 4 billion rand to shareholders, with an additional 9.6 billion rand set to be paid out when the scheme winds up in April. In the meantime, SAB Zenzele Kabili, a new scheme, is set to also be launched. There was something happening today at the JSC, but to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by Richard Rivett-Karnak. He's the Director of Africa M&A and Treasury at SAB and AB InBev Africa. Thanks very much, sir, for joining us. So I suppose the SAB Zenzele scheme has more than beaten expectations.
Yes, I think that's right. I think we are very, very happy with the results we've achieved from the scheme. It was driven by the increase in the underlying value of SAB over the last 10 years, which was driven by the beneficiaries of the scheme. And the beneficiaries of the scheme were 29,000 of our retailers, our employees, and the SAB Foundation. Hmm. So the alignment between the company and the beneficiaries of the scheme really, really worked, we believe, and we are delighted that the significant wealth creation, which will be paid out in April, to those beneficiaries.
Yes. So tell us about that. Come April, the shareholders can expect to get 9.6 billion rand. On an individual basis, how much will have people made?
So it's on an individual basis, it's different for each beneficiary.
Of course, because they bought a different number of shares.
Correct, because they were allocated different amounts of shares. So for the employees back in 2010, the allocation of shares was based on your position in the company and your banding within the company. For the retailers were asked to invest between 100 rand and 2,500 rand. Mm-hmm. For the retailers who invested 100 rand, their payout will be in the region of 77,000 rand. And for the retailers who chose to invest 2,500 rand at the time, they will be receiving north of 300,000 rand.
Wow.
As a payout.
That's not bad. So I understand that you guys are formally launching a new scheme, SAB Zenzele Kabili. Presumably, you're going to wait for the current scheme to end, and you're hoping, obviously, for a similar performance. What are you hoping to do that can underpin that?
So that's right. We're actually going to be targeting a launch of the new scheme at exactly the same time as the previous scheme unwinds. So we're targeting a launch date of the 15th of April. We're obviously delighted with the performance of the first scheme, and so we really want to just build on that. And so the new scheme has a lot of similar facets that we saw in the old scheme. Mm-hmm. The real improvement really is a principle around equal allocation of shares for the SAB employees who will be participating.
Yes.
So I mentioned earlier in 2010, employees were given shares based on their position in the business and their banding at the time, and we moved away from that principle and adopted an equal allocation principle so that all employees will get an equal amount of shares in the new scheme. Also listing on the JSC, which was the purpose of our launch this morning. The reason for that is that consistent feedback over the last 10 years for the scheme has been a lack of liquidity for beneficiaries. The beneficiaries have had to wait for 10 years, which is obviously a long time to wait for the value uplift in your shareholding.
Yes.
And it also provides a liquid traded share price and complete transparency around what the value of your underlying shareholding is. And at times that was difficult to communicate to the beneficiaries and shareholders of the previous scheme because they held an unlisted share that didn't have a publicly traded value.
Yeah. Well, that's a nice feel-good story because, some people do say that these BEE share schemes don't always work out, but here's an example where it has. And, of course, we'll be following you at the time that you formally launch the new one. Thanks very much, Richard, for joining us.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Sure. That was Richard Rivett Connock. He's the Director of Africa, M&A and Treasury at SAB and AB InBev Africa.